Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Douglas Gentile, and he is at Iowa State University. Good morning to you, Doug.
Good morning.
Doug, you've done some research related to bullying, and I know that's quite an interesting topic and one that's of concern to a lot of folks. Let's talk a little bit before we get to that topic. I want to talk a little more about you and kind of how you got to this stage and being interested in this topic.
Well, because careers are nonlinear, and one can never really predict what one's going to be doing several years from now. So I trained as a child psychologist and then quit the field entirely and did market research and then moved back into it and started studying how the media influenced children, having worked with advertisers and seen how they wanted to influence children.
Yeah, I was going to comment that marketing part of your career really did pay off or did connect here with what you're doing.
Oh, yes, but it's not what I intended, but it certainly did.
Uh-huh. Well, it says to me that you're a man keeping up with the times here as our culture changes, that we all need to change along with that if we're going to kind of stay with things. So let's talk about what you did. What's the research like that you did to relate to this bullying topic?
Well, I've been interested in studying several different effects of the media on children, and one of them, of course, has been media violence. And when we do studies of media violence, there's always this large outcry when we release the results of one of them. So one we did is we measured about 430 third through fifth graders across the school year, and we found that the children who were watching more violent television and playing more violent video games early in the school year had actually changed to become more aggressive later in the school year. And people usually react to that with one of two somewhat extreme reactions. They either go, oh my goodness, you know, we have to do something, you know, drastic about this, or they say, oh no, that can't be true, and totally want to dismiss it.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I've heard reports of research that say, oh no, there's no way that media affects our actions.
Right.
But you're saying, oh,
true,
yes.
Advertising wouldn't exist.
Yes, isn't that true?
but what's funny is if I had done a study that showed that having been bullied or living in poverty was related to increased aggression, no one would even blink at that.
Yes.
So somehow, by talking about media, it gets people really excitable in some way, and they make, you know, much more extreme judgments about the research. So the study that was recently released was actually a reanalysis of those same data, but we looked at them the way a medical researcher would look at them. If, say, a medical researcher was trying to predict what things can predict later heart attacks. And the way a medical researcher would look at it is not trying to say, oh, this one thing is the cause, but instead is trying to understand how the pattern of lots of different causal factors interact together to bring about some outcome. And what we find there is that media violence looks just like any other risk factor when we're talking about predicting children's aggressive behavior, such as, you know, bullying types behaviors or verbal aggression, relational aggression, the types of aggression that you see on any school playground where the kids are just mean to each other.
That's sort of a, you know, when we talk about bullying, a lot of older people say, well, yeah, that's happened for years. It's always happened. And so what?
Well, it certainly has always happened. And one of the so whats is that it turns out that a lot of the outcomes from being bullied are much more severe than we would hope. That, for example, what's termed relational aggression is a type of bullying where, and there are lots of ways of doing it. You can spread rumors about people. You can ostracize people from the main peer group. You can do things like, you know, I'm having a party and you're not invited. And it turns out that type of aggression is actually more harmful than hitting you. Because if I hit you, yeah, you get a bruise, you fall down, you get back up. About 4 days later, the bruise is gone. But if I spread a rumor about you, that can last for years.
Mm-hmm. And now we everyone has many more avenues to spread that rumor.
That's right. And so the media are actually making that a lot easier, where we're talking about what's being called cyberbullying now, that you can actually do a lot of types of bullying behaviors with almost full anonymity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear a lot about the Twittering, and that's probably just the, you know, for many young people, it's way beyond the Twitter.
Well, it's, you know, the young people who are growing up within all of the new media certainly find, you know, inventive ways to use it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said there are some other factors. You said this is not just this one. It's not just media. There are some other factors that you looked at and that also kind of increase that possibility for aggression. What were some of those others?
Sure. Well, we know from years of research there are about 100 known risk factors for why someone might be aggressive in any given situation. What we looked at in this study was several of the ones, you know, several of those ones, whether someone is a boy or a girl. We know that boys are more likely to be physically aggressive. Whether someone has been bullied in the past, is there a risk for them being more aggressive in the future? If they have what's called a hostile attribution bias, that's a way of kind of seeing the world where if you get bumped in the hallway, do you assume it was an accident? Or do you assume the person tried to make you angry or is trying to annoy you? Because if you have a bias towards perceiving other people's actions laden with hostility, then you react much more aggressively. We also looked at whether parents were highly involved in children's media habits or not, and whether they had previously been involved in physical fights, because that you know, the best predictor of future aggression is past aggression. And basically, we found all of these matter, and they basically all can add up. If you want to guess who's going to be the most likely to behave aggressively in the future, someone who's got more of those risk factors is more likely. And media violence fits right in there with the others. It actually doesn't act any differently than any of the others.
Now, I think it's interesting that you concluded if you can get an 80% accuracy of knowing that there's going to be aggressive behavior by knowing only three things out of all of those things you looked at, that if you know three, you can be pretty accurate about saying this boy or girl, perhaps, is likely to have some aggressive behavior in the near future.
Well, yeah, we find that if a child has all six of the risk factors we measured in this study, then, and, you know, 94% of them got involved in a fight within the next year. And so we can predict with basically 94% accuracy knowing those six things. But if we only know three of them, whether you're a boy or a girl, whether you've previously been involved in fights, and whether you consume a lot of media violence or not, we can get to about 80% accuracy. And so this might actually be useful for schools who are trying to figure out how to deal with bullying. And often the scattershot approach we take towards bullying prevention programs, you know, doesn't seem to be doing as much as it perhaps could. And part of that might be because children, you know, when they get called down into the auditorium to hear a bullying prevention program, no one in that auditorium thinks it's about them, not even the bullies.
Sure.
But if we were able to actually figure out who were the kids at most risk for aggressive behavior, maybe we could give them more targeted interventions that might be more useful for them.
And that kind of relates to my next question, and you've alluded it to a couple times here, and this, how do you see that, especially schools, there may be other places, but especially schools might put this information into play to help reduce bullying?
Well, I think there are several ways. One is to get the information out to the parents, because many of the risk factors for aggression we really have very little control over. If you've been abused in the past, whether you've been bullied in the past, whether you live in poverty, you know, parents don't really have a whole lot of control over things that either happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
Or are, you know, part of a bigger picture. But media violence is what makes it a different risk factor from the others, is it's the one that's easily controlled. Even a family with very limited means can say, no, you can't play that video game, play this one instead. No, you can't watch this show, watch this one instead. And so it's actually one that all parents have a lot of control over, and our study also found that when parents exercise that control, that's a powerful protective factor for children. So getting that information out to parents would certainly be the first thing, because it actually makes a big difference, and most parents don't realize that it's as serious an issue as it is.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Information for parents, number one. And
I think that, you know, we certainly could be trying to target our bullying resources in schools in a better way. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the best way is to do that, but I'd certainly be happy to work with educators to try to figure that out. I think there might be a number of ways that schools could use these information from either trying to find out, once kids have been involved in some altercation, what their pattern of risk factors is, so they can actually deliver their their intervention more effectively, or perhaps even in a way where we're trying to head off the problem before it happens.
Okay. Well, let's hope that a few people listening this morning, Doug, will take perhaps some action if they're interested in trying to reduce bullying in their schools, in their lives, in their families. And we want to thank you so much for sharing this research with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And if people want to read some of the research, they can go to www.drdouglas.org.
Great. Thank you very much. And until next time, here's a thought. Power is a tricky thing. First you use it, then you abuse it, and finally you lose it.